Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The city of Rhinelander shut down a municipal water well this summer. Oneida County and the town of Crescent are telling people not to drink from a popular artesian spring. Both are because of tests showing elevated levels of PFAS, a man-made chemical which may be linked to health impacts. R.T. Kruger says the PFAS issue is getting the attention it deserves. He's the president of the Northern Lakes Service, a water testing company in Crandon.
Coming from somebody that has been involved in this literally since I was a little kid and through a lot of complicated regulatory processes, a lot of complicated technological processes, there is nothing anywhere near as complicated as this one is.
Could an old dump be the source of the contaminant at the Crescent Spring? Could firefighting foam at the Rhinelander Airport have put PFAS in the city well? Ben Meyer explores those questions later today as part of a water reporting project, The Stream. You can hear it later today at 5:45 on WXPR during All Things Considered. A woman who led authorities on a 25-mile chase through two counties might still be going if her car hadn't caught on fire. Police say they took 34-year-old Ashley DeAngelis into custody Tuesday afternoon. She was released on bond Wednesday after a Shawano County Circuit Court appearance. Officers say they found drugs after she was finally caught. And a group of Dane County residents is asking the county to apply to the Wisconsin Geographic Names Council to change Squaw Bay on Monona Lake, possibly to Muskrat Bay. The current name is offensive to members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Native American tribe first suggested the change 14 years ago. The body of water would be called Wickawack, which is muskrat in the Ho-Chunk language. People supporting the change hope the application can be submitted by October 1st. And the Madison Metropolitan School District has announced it's giving its teachers a pay raise of 2.4%. That's the largest raise allowed by Wisconsin state law and as part of a tentative contract agreement with the teachers' union. The district had said for months it could not afford to pay the teachers that much, and it isn't explaining where the money will come from. Thousands of people signed petitions demanding a raise for those teachers. And a state court has rejected an appeal from the former Eau Claire County treasurer found guilty of stealing taxpayer money. Larry Locken was asking the appeals court to overturn his sentence of 9.5 years. The judges did say the county court should reconsider the sentence of an extra 5 years in prison if Locken can't repay the $625,000 he took quickly enough. And it's going to cost a lot of money, but Minocqua officials want the State Department of Transportation to include a short sidewalk by reshaping a retaining wall when it reconstructs U.S. Highway 51 South in 2024. Safety is a reason the town board wants the DOT to reconstruct the hillside on the west side of the highway just south of the island. Doing so would allow them to extend the current sidewalk from the bridge south to Manitou Park. Currently, pedestrians and bicyclists use a grass path, but have to step into the southbound lane of traffic to get around a retaining wall that comes down to the curb. Town Chair Mark Hartsheim says it's a ridiculous situation that needs addressing. His board is willing to spend up to $50,000 for its share of the cost. The DOT seems willing to spend about $100,000 for the project. The DOT will come up with a preliminary design for the lowest cost alternative and report back to the board with its findings. The weather forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, high 77, and a slight chance of a shower. Tonight, cloudy, low 62, and Friday, a continuing chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny, high 76. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely in the afternoon with a high near 74. Sunday doesn't look too bad, partly sunny, high 68. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.